You're listening to Cinema Geekly Premium, premium podcast from premium people. Thanks for your support.
The Age of Chaos begins now.
I know everything.
She's gonna nuke the city.
Welcome to the Fortress of Solitude.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
Hello, you're listening to The Great Escapes, where we review Supergirl, the TV series. My name's Jacqueline.
My name's Jillian.
My name is Aurora.
And this week's episode saw a new Fort Roz villain, but I think she's more than just a villain of the week.
That makes me sad because I didn't like her, so bummer.
She was kind of awful.
She was boring. Her name is off-brand Mystique.
Yes. Also, you know what I kind of thought of her? I thought she was just like an evil version of the girl from the movie Weird Science. Like, this is...
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was an 80s sci-fi movie, right?
Well, her costume was 80s,
Hell yeah, it was.
I mean, I wasn't familiar with this villain, so I did a little bit of research to see how she looks like in the comics. Mm-hmm. And she... First of all, she's not Mystique Blue. She is, like, turquoise.
Maybe that didn't translate well on camera, though.
Maybe, I feel like in the comics she looked better than she looked in the show.
Also, like, we're in a timeline in our life where we know what Mystique is. Like, you can make her look like literally anyone else. Why Mystique?
Right.
Why that orange-ass hair? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, the triangle gem things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Also, she's overtly sexy in not a cool way. Like, when she was hitting on Nan, I'm like, dude, his wife just died. Like, I was I was sad for Nan, which is weird. I'm like, yo, pump the brakes, lady.
Yeah.
She actually said, I'm glad Astra is dead. I was like, that's not a pickup line.
Yeah. Like, she knows Kryptonians. They take their deaths pretty seriously. Like, they have truces. Do. They have magical tea parties. Like, lady.
While I didn't like her look, I did think that some of the effects they used for her, like, in and out of the computer, were kind of cool, especially for, like, a CBS show. You know, that's...
Yeah.
So, I thought...
I agree. They probably spent all their money on CGI instead of her costume, which, I guess, you know, you get to toss up. You have to afford one of them.
Yeah, and I think that's better. And also, it seems like at the... Well, I'm going to get ahead, but at the end, it seems like she's going to be coming back, so maybe they'll change that.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll, like, spruce her up.
Yeah. I did like Kat's name for her, the Peroxide Avenger.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh.
That made me laugh.
Kat, I thought, in this episode was awesome. I loved that she didn't want to publish the names for, like, the Ashley Madison-type raid. She was just on point this episode.
Yeah.
As was the dialogue, it was very on point, because at one point, Kara goes, secrets are for those to keep. And then Jimmy goes, even when they hurt other people, not subtle. Because that's when he wanted to tell his girlfriend.
Yep.
Which, I was very happy. For me, like, it wasn't about the villain of the week, because I just did not care about her or anything. But everything else in Human Land was pretty awesome. Everyone had big developments.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wynn had a lot of excellent lines, mainly because he made a lot of really odd pop culture references, like Office Space.
Yeah. He's Wynn.
He's a fucking hipster. He's going
to
do all that.
But he gets to work with the DEO, and Kat knows that he's the computer guy, and he finally got some action, despite it being with Siobhan. Like, good for him.
Yeah.
Speaking of Wynn getting recruited by the DEO, though, I actually wrote down, what does he do at Catco seriously? Is he a hacker reporter?
Thank you. Like, well, she even goes to him like, you, Toy Man Jr. Like, everyone knows he's so good at this. He's better than the DEO. Like, why? They're either really bad or, again, he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wrote on my notes, where did Wynn get his education?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, is
does
Win
he have
an
a PhD?
Alien?
I mean, yeah. What's going on?
Also, speaking, because we just assume he's always IT, isn't? Or he said he was in IT something.
He keeps insisting it, but not true. He's a hacker.
So, I've decided that I want to work at Catco because everyone makes a shit ton of money. Or because, like, Win, if Win's an IT guy and his computer setup that he had, like his little mobile station thing, like, that's not cheap. Kara's apartment. That's also not cheap. Like,
yeah, but they can only eat at one restaurant, so maybe it's not that much money.
Because you know what?
Because Jimmy goes, want to go to Noonan's? Like, yeah, the only restaurant in the whole city.
You know what, though? I'll take it. I'd rather eat at the same restaurant every day.
But it's also where you get your coffee.
Yes.
I'm okay with it.
I can't get over the little things. Like, they all go to the same restaurant.
But they all have a shit ton of money. But they can eat out for every meal. That's, they can afford it.
Oh, I also, speaking of meals, between somebody brought her donuts and then Jimmy brought her food, I feel like everyone's always feeding Supergirl, and I kind of love it. Like, everyone's always like, here, I know you love this. I know you love, I'm like, does she not feed herself?
I wrote, it's funny you mention that, because I wrote down, if someone brought me donuts, I would be happy about it, not bitchy. Like, she was like, where's my cruller? And I'm like, no, you got free donuts.
She likes cruller. She likes cruller. I'm not going to hate her on that. I'm very picky about my sweets, too. And again, people are bringing her food all the time. She has to be picky. Like, it's just always happening.
All I'm saying is, listeners, if you're out there, I won't turn down a donut.
Please send her free crullers.
I think none of us will
turn down.
True.
So, do we think Siobhan's going to have a big part, and will she be invited to game night now? Now that we know she's got kind of a sad background and that her dad's a cheater, like, I don't have that much sympathy for her, but whatever.
Oh, because isn't she a villain? Didn't we just establish that?
No, we just thought
she's supposed to be.
What is she, Silver Banshee?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that'll be great, because Wynn will be in love with her right about the time she'll turn into an evil villain.
Yep. Yeah. So that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
And then, since we're talking about everyone's, you know, the human side of everything, I want to talk about Lucy and Jimmy Olsen really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, from watching the show, it seems like Jimmy Olsen is a shitty boyfriend. Like, right? Like, he seems to be a bad boyfriend. Like, so why are you still with him?
I was like, no, I totally agree. Like, the minute Kiara started telling that photography photo store, I'm like, oh, Lucy's never heard this.
Yes, I saw that, too. Yeah.
And, like, again, like, yeah, I feel like Jimmy's never actually liked her. I bet he's never even said I love you. So it's kind of, I don't want to blame the victim, but get the fuck out of there, Lucy. Like,
yes,
you should leave.
Get out of there, leave. Like, why would you give up your job with the government to work at Catco for him?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
And what I think what bothers me about her character so much is that in a show of such strong women, like, she is, like, the weak one, and she's a fucking attorney. You're like,
Well, she's got moments where she's like, she stands up for what she believes in, but when it comes to guys, she's kind of like a puddle of idiocracy. Yeah.
I guess she might be the most real-world character then. But at the same time, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to leave. And do you think she's going to leave, since at the end she was like, you're both in love with each other, even though you don't say it?
I mean, if she stays, that's going to be super awkward. So I wouldn't stay.
I think she'll go back to my old job. Oh, yeah. I think she'll pop up because she'll still work with the government, and this time she'll be super mean to both of them.
Yes.
But yeah, she's going to leave Catco. I hope so.
What if she becomes a villain?
I think she might.
She should.
She might be good at that. I might actually like that.
Yeah. I also thought it was funny the fact that every time someone at Catco has to, like, reflect on life, they go to the same balcony. Like, that spot is where everybody goes to reflect.
Maybe it's the only one that's open to, like, the normal people.
No, but I bet Catco has a special balcony. Like, this is a busy city. Like, a lot of shit happens. This is the reflecting balcony. What a great place to work. You're right. We should work there.
I'm telling you, it's the life.
Yeah.
I'm sending my resume now. Please hire me.
Okay, so I like that Lucy's gone, but I'm actually finding that Kara's and Jimmy's relationship is more believable, because they both are, they clearly do have a hard time expressing themselves.
Yes.
And I actually, at this one, I kind of believe it, because Lucy's like, neither one of you know how to say it. I'm like, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think that'll probably progress.
Yeah, but I like how it's going. Everything else in this story is going so fast. Like, they're burning through so much, but that's kind of taking a while, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, they need to take a while with that. Yes. They should drag that out for at least the rest of this season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of James, though, really fast, my big question is, why do we think he knew where the Fortress of Solitude was? Solitude...
Yeah.
Is that where you go when you want to be alone? Like,
yeah, he acts like he's been there before, or maybe Superman described it in great detail.
Which...
Either way, still weird.
It's a Fortress of Solitude.
Yes. Like, and I mean, that scene... I see what they were trying to do with, you know, the Fortress of Solitude, but I was so annoyed because...
Me too. It was also, like, anticlimactic. I was like, I don't want her there.
It was, but what annoyed me the most was the fact that the key is just outside, and Jimmy's like, Superman said that that humans can't pick this up. And we've seen in this show that there's a lot of Kryptonians just walking Earth.
That's true. So,
if they find... where that is, they can go in.
Yes, and if he's taking people there, then it's not going to be long before they actually find
him. Yeah, how many people have Superman told about this? Yeah, I just have my key out here. There's no one else but me and, like, a bunch of prisoners.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Solitude.
They're kind of making him into an idiot, and I like that.
And I agree, Aurora. I did have a lot of issues with that scene. I know that they had to have it because that... Wally looking thing had to explain to her who the bad guy was. But one of my biggest problems with that scene was where Kara's like, oh yeah, I'm not alone, I have you. Like, why would you want to fight an alien with a photojournalist and not a Martian? Like, I was like, that's not logical.
That also happened kind of in the beginning, because like when they're like Hank and Alex were talking about how they need Supergirl, I swear he was going to be like, bitch, I'm Martian Manhunter. We don't need her that much. They really don't.
They underutilize him.
He was
for
like,
sure.
No, it's her decision. But also, like, I'm a super powerful alien, too. Don't worry about it.
Also, mm-hmm. I could do all the things she does and more.
Sometimes better.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
I've been using my powers more. Yes. Something.
He can become Supergirl. That's it. He can become Supergirl.
Touché. Well played, Aurora.
That's true. But in terms of them burning through plot, so Alex came out to her in what was actually my favorite scene. I actually believe that Supergirl would forgive her sister fast.
I had so many feelings from that. Like, I was not expecting to have, like,
what's
emotion.
Her name? Kyler Lee? Like, that was a good sobbing scene. Like, she sobbed for a good minute.
Yes, that was, I was like, and then especially when Supergirl like reached out to Hank, and it was just like, it was this family moment
just like broken family coming together.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't actually cry, but I almost wanted to.
I got a little bit emotional. Yes.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy in this how, I know that we're going to be moving towards more romance with Jimmy Olsen, and you know, she's had guys, whatever, love interests, but I love that the core relationship is family.
Yeah,
it's sisters, and that's like the important relationship. And to me, that's why I enjoy watching the show.
Yeah, me too.
And they did a good job explaining the beginning, something about how she didn't kill people. I'm like, oh, because she's a true Kryptonian, and her sister is a soldier. Like, because they're talking about like why they defeated Asher. I'm like, oh, that's gonna come up again. Like. One was raised on a nice planet, and one was raised in America, and they are definitely different.
See,
but
I also thought, like, maybe was that, like, a dig at Zack Snyder and how he's terrible at Superman?
Yeah. I hope so.
I
think it came off as one, but it's more like, this is what a true Kryptonian is like. Like, justice without murdering a billion people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, Zack Snyder, take notice.
Yes.
They know that Zack Snyder's not watching this shit. He's too busy re-editing and oversaturating his movie.
More Jesse Eisenberg. I don't know why.
The more I see this show, the more I'm like, I love this version of Supergirl. Like, I like this clean cut.
But that's what the whole...
I know. This is how it's supposed to be. I like her in her cute apartment with her PJs, like, not wanting to murder people and holding hands.
Yep.
Being like, it's all about my family.
Yeah,
like,
and trying to make a guy and his girlfriend come together, but in...
Even though she's in love with the guy. Yeah, yeah.
And she wasn't, mm-hmm. like, doing... Like, the way she was talking to Lucy, I'm like, oh, no, that's not how you talk about somebody else's boyfriend. Like, she was talking like a lovesick puppy. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no, stop yeah. it.
You're so bad.
You're so awkward.
You're doing the wrong thing.
Go the other way.
So, oh, and we found out that basically everyone knows about Myriad, and Myriad had Kryptonians living in harmony with humans, is what it sounds like?
I don't know.
I thought it was them destroying.
No, 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 you gotta rewatch it, because, well, they didn't say exactly, but Blue Lady was like, blah, 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 Myriad sucks, and then she said some other stuff, and then she said Asher was weak, thought she could live with, like, humans. And I was like, wait, was that Myriad? Do they only want to kill some people?
I think
the more we'll find out about it, the more we'll realize that maybe Asher wasn't so evil.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a bummer because she's super dead.
Yeah, she's not coming back.
I don't know. Like, a Blue Lady came back, but you're right. I think Asher was, she was stabbed pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Myriad.
I think it might be better than we think. I don't know. I'm glad that Don gets to work with his ex-girlfriend, though, so that'll be weird.
He has to put her together, she said.
I'm telling you, it's weird science.
I mean, it really is. But she's a lot less cooler than that lady, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... I can't... What is Project Myriad on Supergirl? I don't know. Facebook, will you tell me?
I don't know.
I think it's better than we think it is. Oh, and also, what is Blue Lady's name again? Internet?
Indigo?
Indigo. Yeah. Anyways, the lady who plays Indigo played Supergirl in the TV show Smallville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was pretty fun.
Yeah. That is fun.
I still hate her. But yay, that's fun. Fun connections.
Yeah. But still, I don't know that. Yeah. That hair, why?
Why? Why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, in DC Comics, Myriad is a person, the alias of a martial arts instructor named Sasha Green. She died and was brought back to life by an alien parasite. She can control the minds of the people she touches, but always forgets doing it when she's finished.
This is not it. No.
I'm just saying.
No, I think it's a whole new plan, and they were supposed to live with humans. I'll show you guys.
Well, one of you said last episode that Wynn and Siobhan were gonna get together. Who was it?
It was probably me. I probably said that, but then I was like, but he should be with Jimmy Olsen.
And you were right.
Yeah, but I think Siobhan's like gonna hook up with him and not tell anybody, and he's gonna become like her whipping boy, and then maybe like her henchman when she becomes evil. Ooh, Wynn the henchman. I could get into that.
Yeah. And then he'll hack for her?
Of course.
Hmm.
Although, I guess, there's just so much, there's a lot of hacking in this show.
Yes. More than you would think.
So much. Oh, I like how when the Blue Lady put herself on TV, everyone in Catco's like, this is normal. This happens to us once a week. Somebody intercepts our TV and they're all over the waves.
It's true. Everybody was unfazed. Everybody was like, yeah, sure.
They're like, yeah, we see this all the time.
Although when she took over the banks, that one guy, he just got up, he goes, that's where my retirement fund is. And I just thought it was so funny. I was like, we get it. It's a bad thing.
I was like, wouldn't you be more pissed? I'd be like throwing shit.
Also, I would call some, like, he just ran out the elevator. I'm like, they're not gonna help you. All right, whatever. That was fun.
Where do you think you're going?
This is a fun episode. Although I just like the end the most because they're all a family and everyone works for the DEO now.
Yes. In the end, it's all about the family.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah.
So how long do you think it's going to be before Blue Lady comes back?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not long.
Two episodes?
I don't know. How long is this waiting period for Astra's death?
2 weeks?
Could be next week, yeah.
Next week? I think they're going to skip a week.
It could be like everybody that's surviving is like coming together for the finale.
You would think they would. Like, they can't defeat her separately.
No, they have to come together.
Yes. And then Martian Manhunter is going to just, like, throw it all out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he'll reveal himself to the world.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
All right.
On that note, I think this episode has reached its conclusion.
Oh, except that Pert Hapley is back reporting in National City, and that's great. So
who is?
Pert Hapley. He's the awesome anchor.
Good news all around.
Yep.
I really, really hope Leslie Knope is in this universe.
I know she is.
Oh my gosh. You know that she's a Supergirl fan.
Of course.
For sure.
She's posted all over her walls in Indiana. She probably writes her letters.
Yes.
You got another letter from that Leslie Knope. Oh, I hope they reference that.
Oh my god, that will make my day. Yes.